when you go fishing, you'll see this old thin-bodied insect with these transparent wings, and sometimes he'll light on your fishing pole. You have to...
Skeeter hawk.
Yeah. Why do people call them skeeter hawks?
Well, they claim they catch the mosquitoes. I don't know.
You ever heard of anything called a snake doctor?
No. I've seen the snakes, all right, and I'm definitely scared of them.
What kind you got around here?
Got the rattlesnake and the out-of-state pilot, which is, they tell me, is what they call the copperhead up north of here. And we got the black snake, the chicken snake. Quartz whip, he's a great long one with part of his tail down there white. Now, they don't all bite you, but them rattlesnakes and rattlesnake pilots. We have old king snake, they say he catches these other snakes. And he don't bite, but I'm just deathly scared of them anyhow.
I'm not too crazy about them either. You have these moccasins?
Yeah, moccasins in the creek and around. Got the copper belly. He's the other looking on the end, he's white looking, and the old water moccasin, he's kind of a potted down.
Those moccasins are mean snakes.
Yeah, there's some of them that sassy. They'll bite you. Yeah, snacky quick. Rattlesnake ain't gonna bite you if you ain't get mad or make him mad or something. He don't bite. He's a peaceable kind of a snake. Of course, he's dangerous. But he's peaceable more than that. Of course you get on him and around or something else maybe have him mad and hit you. But I know several people around that have been bit by rattlesnakes that got over it, that lived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I tell you, I think the thoughts of it would kill me.
I guess probably too, bro. I was fishing one day with my brother. And then we saw this snake swimming by in the water coming past us and then going down. And we could tell it was a moccasin. And there was a colored man on down a little ways from us fishing too. And that snake just swam right past us. And we didn't pay any attention to it. And next thing we knew, that colored man had fallen off backwards off the stump he was sitting on. And he was just backing up as fast as he could. That old moccasin had just turned in on him. Coming for
it,
just for no reason. They just like that.
He might have been dented in that old stump or something.
Might have been. I don't know. But he was sure getting away out of that box of the way, though.
Yeah, and I'd get out of his way, too. I'm scared of him. I don't like to go in the water where I can't see the bottom. On account of it. Boy got bit right down there, yeah. 2 years ago. Water moccasin got to the boy playing in the creek right down there. But he was in the water or something other, and he must have didn't get a good lick at him. It didn't hurt him much. He was soon over it, beat him on the foot.
Do the creeks around here have names?
Yeah, they call right in Long Creek and that down there in Bogalusa. A little further over is Cane Creek, and on over that further is a little larger one they call Okatepa.
Do you have any rivers around here besides Tom Bigby?
No, that's the closest river.
I see. Did you ever care anything about fishing?
Not much. I don't do that much. I had an uncle that sat out on a log all night on his foot that was back on him out of his feet.
I wonder how he kept his foot from going.
I don't know. When the weight of mine go to sleep, it's the weight of my foot.